愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天下午我们的讲题是逃城。
This afternoon, our topic is the city of refuge.
我们每一个人生活当中，一生当中都会做很多的事情。
In our life, we may do a lot of things.
有些时候我们会犯一些错误。
Sometimes we may make mistakes.
有些错误是小错误。
Some mistakes may be small.
不会影响很大。
It will not have a great effect.
但是有一些错误是很大的错误。
But some mistakes are great.
如果犯了这些错误。
When we make these great mistakes.
不单只会伤害自己。
Not only did it hurt ourselves.
甚至会伤害到别人。
It also hurt others.
那人与人之间最大的伤害就是生命的伤害。
The greatest hurt between people are the harm of life.
按照摩西的律法记载。
According to the law of Moses.
如果你杀了人流了血。
If you have shed someone's blood,
那唯一你要面对的就是你也要被流血。
The only consequence you will face is that your blood shall be shed.
你把别人的生命损毁了。
If you have ended someone's life,
你也要拿出自己的生命来赔偿。
Then you need to repay with your own life.
当然，如果有一个人是有预谋的去杀人的话。
If a person murder another intentionally,
当然他如果要被拿出来死刑被报仇也是应该的。
It is only common for this person's life to be executed.
但是人与人之间的关系很复杂。
But interpersonal relationship is quite complex.
有时候是发生意外。
Sometimes accidents may happen.
可能不小心会让别人生命受到损毁。
Sometimes we hurt others accidentally.
或是不小心杀了人。
Sometimes we unintentionally kill someone.
那如果他犯了那么大的错误，
but with such a big mistake,
别人要来追杀他，要来报仇，
and others is seeking revenge,
那他可以怎么办呢？
What should this person do?
当以色列百姓在约书亚的带领之下进了迦南地，
under the guidance of Joshua, the Israelites had entered into the land of Canaan.
约书亚把地都分给了12个支派。
Joshua has allotted the lands to the tribes.
他们准备要过着平安、太平、美好的生活。
They were ready to live a peaceful life.
但是神却在这个时候给约书亚一个很特别的命令。
But this is the time where God gave Joshua this special command.
在问题还没有发生之前，
before the problem arises.
就是刚刚所说的那个问题，
which is the problem that I mentioned earlier.
不小心杀了人的人可以逃到哪里？
When someone unintentionally or accidentally kills somebody, where can they flee to?
我们看约书亚记的第二十章。
Let us turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 20.
第一节。
Verse 1.
约书亚记二十章一节。
Joshua 20, verse 1.
耶和华晓谕约书亚说，第二节。
Verse 2.
你吩咐以色列人说，你们要照着我借摩西所晓谕你们的，为自己设立逃城。
Verses 1 and 2, the Lord also spoke to Joshua, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, Appoint for yourselves cities of refuge, of which I spoke to you through Moses.
这句话非常重要。
This is a very important command.
神要约书亚吩咐以色列人，
God wanted Joshua to tell the Israelites,
要在所有的城市、所有的土地里面选择六个地方建立逃城，
that they appoint six places, as the cities of refuge.
顾名思义，这些城是给人家误杀的人的时候可以逃到那边去的。
These are the cities for people who have accidentally killed somebody.
第三节。
Verse 3.
使那无心而误杀人的可以逃到那里，这些城可以做你们必逃避报血仇人的地方。
Verse 3. That the slayer who kills a person accidentally or unintentionally may flee there, and they shall be refuge from the avenger of blood.
这是出于神的怜悯。
This is from God's mercy.
每一个人都会犯错。
Because everyone will make a mistake.
如果你不是故意的去犯，
If you make the mistake unintentionally,
神会想帮你有多一次的机会。
God will give you one more chance.
但是这个机会要在神所安排的逃城里面。
But this opportunity is done in the city that God has appointed.
别人有报仇的权利。
Other people have the right to avenge for themselves.
但是你也有逃亡的地方。
But you have a place for refuge.
这个有很重要的预表在里面。
This have a great prefiguration.
我们知道旧约每一卷书其实所预表的都是主耶稣的救恩。
We know that every book in the Old Testament prefigures the salvation of Jesus Christ.
那现在地分好了。
Now that the land has been divided among the nations.
但是还要设立逃城。
They still have to set up the cities of refuge.
这个逃城也是预表主耶稣的救恩。
And the cities of refuge represent Jesus Christ's salvation.
因为人有罪。
Because men have sinned,
会被追追追在后面，好像在追杀这样子。
They will be chased after by sins.
好，我们来看一节圣经。
Let's turn to a verse.
创世纪的第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
创世纪的第四章。
Genesis chapter 4.
第七节。
Verse 7.
创世纪四章七节。
Genesis chapter 4 verse 7.
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳吗？你若行得不好，罪就伏在你面门前。他必恋慕你，你却要制服他。
If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it.
这是神跟第二代祖先该隐所讲的话。
This is something that God told Cain, the second ancestor.
该隐这个时候还没有杀人。
This is before Cain murdered.
但是他快要想杀人了。
But he has the intent to murder.
他心中有很多的不平衡。
He had a lot of complaints in his heart.
他很恨他的弟弟。
He hated his brother.
为什么恨他弟弟？
Why?
因为他嫉妒他。
Because he envied him.
为什么会嫉妒他？
Why?
因为有比较。
Because he compared himself with his brother.
人如果没有比较，就不会嫉妒。
Without comparing ourselves with others, there will be no envy.
那为什么你想跟别人比？
So why is it that we want to compare ourselves with others?
因为你心中有骄傲。
Because we have pride in our heart.
原罪，最原始的罪的表现就是骄傲。
The manifestation of the original sin is pride.
其实如果你把今天所有负面的个性还有性情形容的话，
If we explain or express the negative personality,
比如说有人很自私，
For example, some people are selfish,
有人很容易生气，
Some people are easily angered,
有人心里面很毒，
Some have bad intent in their heart,
有一些人呢，他很嫉妒别人，
Some people are jealous of others.
其实所有的负面情绪加起来，
All of these added together,
都好像跟着我们，每天跟着我们一样。
It's just like they are following us every day.
好像在追着我们，影响我们的生活。
It's like they're chasing after us, affecting our lives.
这里圣经讲的形容得很好啊。
Here the Bible explains very well.
你看罪啊，就好像每天跟着你，追杀你，要控制你，站在你门口。
Here sin lies at the door, desires for you, and they're waiting for you.
我们看过电影嘛，那些所谓的动作片了，哇，那个追杀杀手要追杀人，哇，很紧张啊，一直在后面跟着你。
We have watched a lot of action movies where the villains are always chasing after the good guys.
要报仇的人就在跟着你后面。
The Avengers will be running after you.
罪就在你门口。
And the sin is lying at the door.
今天罪呢，已经进到人的内心。
Today, sin has entered into our hearts.
进到人的家庭。
Enter into our family.
所以为什么人与人之间的关系越来越复杂？
Why is it that interpersonal relationship is more complex nowadays?
就算在教会里面。
Even within the church.
你也看到人与人之间好像很多问题。
You can see there are a lot of problems between people.
就算在教会里面。
Even within the church.
家庭好像很多问题。
We see a lot of problems in the families.
为什么？
Why?
因为罪没有放过我们。
Because sin is after us.
他一直想要跟着我们。
He keeps chasing after us.
除非你可以摆脱他。
Unless you can run faster than it.
除非你可以制服他。
Unless you can control over it.
但是靠我们自己哪有办法制服他呢？
But with our own strength, we cannot rule over it.
好像一个被报流血仇的人一直追杀，你能够去哪里呢？
It is just like the avenger of blood is chasing after us. Where can we run to?
没有别的地方可以去。
There's nowhere we can run to.
你只能够去神帮你预备好的逃城。
The only thing you could do is to run to the cities of refuge that God has prepared.
因为在里面别人不可以伤害你，报仇的人不可以伤害你。
In the city of refuge, the avengers cannot come after you.
我们看回来约书亚记二十章。
Let us turn back to Joshua chapter 20.
二十章的第四节。
Verse 4.
约书亚记二十章第四节，那杀人的要逃到这些城中的一座城，站在城门口，将他的事给城内的长老们听，他们就把他收进城里，给他地方，使他住在他们中间。
Verse 4, when he flees to one of those cities and stands at the entrance of the gate of the city, and declares his case in the hearing of the elders of that city, they shall take him into the city as one of them and give him a place that he may dwell among them.
这里说啊，这些逃城啊，有责任收留任何一个误杀人的人。
Here it says that the cities of refuge has the responsibility to take in those who have accidentally murdered someone.
他们跑得很气喘的，来到城门了，很紧张。你要问长老，要问到底发生什么事呢？
When these people run to the cities, the elders need to ask what has happened.
那个人就讲了。
And the person will say,
我那天跟我朋友一起去砍树啊。
The other day, I went to cut down the trees with my friends.
我很大力拿着斧头在砍的时候。
When I used the axe to cut down the tree with all my might.
结果我没吃饭啊，手没力啊，这个没有拿好那个斧头，结果那个斧头一飞就飞出去了。
But I didn't eat enough food, so I had no strength. And as I swing the axe head fell off.
结果没有砍到树，刚好砍到我朋友的脖子。
The axe did not cut the tree, but the neck of my friend.
他的头就是被我这样砍下来的。
That's how I axed my friend's head.
我很害怕。
I'm very afraid.
我不小心的。
This is not intentional.
但是他儿子不相信。
But his son does not believe in me.
他说一定是你杀了我爸爸。
The son accused that I have killed him intentionally.
我要杀你。
So the son wants to kill me now.
哇，他就跑了。
That's why I'm running away.
他想想，哎，哪里有逃城？
I'm thinking where can I run to?
没睡觉，赶路都要在别人追上他之前找到逃城。
Even without sleep and food, I want to keep running until I find the city of refuge.
哇，终于找到了。
So finally, I found it.
长老在问他发生什么事。
When the elders ask, what has happened?
好了，长老一听。
When the elders have heard his case.
好，你先住进来。
The elders said, you could come and live here first.
我们会把事情问清楚，搞清楚。
We will investigate your case.
如果你真的是冤枉的。
If you have done this unintentionally.
不是故意杀人的。
And you didn't do it on purpose.
你放心。你的仇人不可以伤害你，我们要保护你。
Then rest assured that your enemies cannot avenge.
那这个是一个很重要的预表啊。
This is a great prefiguration for us.
如果你被罪追在你身后面。
Today, if sin is running after you.
你没有办法改变你现在的问题。
You cannot change your current problem.
你有一个很大的挑战。
You have a great challenge.
你要逃到哪里呢？
Where can you run to?
你不要随便找一个地方逃。
Don't just run anywhere that you can find.
你要逃在主耶稣基督里面。
You want to run to a place where Jesus Christ has prepared for you.
你要住进逃城里面。
You need to live in the city of refuge.
圣经有告诉我们。
The Bible has told us.
我们要住进基督里面。
We need to live in Christ.
我们看约翰一书。
Let us turn to 1 John.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
十六节。
Verse 16.
约翰一书第四章第十六节。
First John chapter 4 verse 16.
神爱我们的心，我们也知道，也信神就是爱。住在爱里面的，就是住在神里面，神也住在他里面。
And we have known and believed the love that God has for us. God is love, and he who abides in love abides in God, and God in him.
十七节，这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧。
Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment.
这里告诉我们，每一个人的心里面其实有很多恐惧。
Here it tells us that we have a lot of fear in our hearts.
怕什么呢？
What are we afraid of?
我们怕孤单。
We're afraid of loneliness.
我们怕生病。
We're afraid of sickness.
我们怕不够钱。
We're afraid of not having enough money.
我们怕我们所做的不好的事被别人知道。
We're afraid that people will find out the bad things that we have done.
所以我们就选择逃避。
Therefore, we choose to run.
今天为什么有人吸毒啊？
Today, why are people using drugs?
为什么会赌博？
Why are they gambling?
为什么有一些醉酒？
Why are they drunk?
你不要看事情的表面。
Don't look at the things on the surface.
甚至你儿子整天在打电动。
And if you see your son playing video games every day.
停不下来。
They cannot stop.
你不要骂他说为什么你整天打电动。
Don't chastise them and say why do you always play video games.
你要不要只看事情的表面。
Don't only look at the surface of things.
无论是电动玩具、喝酒、吸毒，任何的这些上瘾。
It doesn't matter what addictions they are.
其实都是一个逃避的地方。
But it is just a place for refuge.
都是一个洞。
It is a hole.
因为他没有办法解决他目前的问题。
Because they cannot solve their current problems.
他要找一个地方躲。
They find a place to hide.
不想跟别人交通。
They don't want to communicate with others their problems.
不想面对。
They don't want to face their problems.
不想回家。
They don't want to return home.
不想读书。
They don't want to study.
找一个东西躲在那边。
So they find some place where they could hide.
但是很可惜，他们找错地方躲了。
But unfortunately, they have found the wrong place to hide.
如果你今天觉得你的压力太大。
Today, if you feel that you have too much pressure,
你心中有很多不好的情绪。
You have a lot of negative emotions in your heart.
你被追，好像追着后面。
You have been chased by sins.
你的人生好像没有地方可以躲了。
It seems like you have nowhere to run in your life.
你有很多惧怕。
You have a lot of fear.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
在爱里面没有惧怕。
In love, there's no fear.
神就是爱。
God is love.
你要躲到神里面。
You need to hide in God.
神的儿子耶稣基督已经来到世上。
The Son of God, Jesus Christ, has come.
他为我们设立的属灵的逃城。
He has set for us cities of refuge spiritually.
你住在他里面就得到保护。
So if you live in Christ, then you will be protected by Him.
所以不要乱躲。
Therefore, don't just find a place randomly to hide.
你要躲，要躲在基督里面。
You need to hide in Christ.
要住在基督里。
You need to live in Christ.
今天很多人有信耶稣基督，但是没有住在基督里。
Today many believes in Christ, but they don't live in Christ.
他信只是一种行为上的啊，每个礼拜来教会来一次。
The way they show that they believe in Christ is just to come to church once a week.
没有把基督的道理实行在生命当中。
But they don't live in the teachings of Christ in their lives.
这样不够的。
This is not enough.
我们要住在基督里。
We need to live in Christ.
那在逃城里面很安全。
It is very safe to stay in the city of refuge.
但是住在里面也不能回家，没有自由啊。
But once you live in it, you have no freedom to return home.
因为如果你一出去，报仇的就可以杀你了。
Because once you go out of the city of refuge, then the avengers can come for your blood.
但是我们看回来，这个约书亚记第二十章。
Let us turn back to Joshua chapter 20.
第六节。
Verse 6.
约书亚记二十章的第六节。
Joshua 20 verse 6.
他要住在那城里，站在会众面前听审判，等到那时的大祭司死了，杀人的才可以回到本城本家，就是他所逃出来的那城。
And he shall dwell in that city until he stands before the congregation for judgment, and until the death of one of who is high priest in those days. Then the slayer may return and come to his own city and his own house, to the city from which he fled.
他逃进去了，暂时安全了。
Once he fled to the city, he is safe.
但是他还想他的太太啊，想他的孩子啊。
But he might miss his family members.
不能回去啊。
He cannot return home.
难道要永远住在这个逃城吗？
Does he have to live in the city of refuge forever?
这样也蛮惨的。
That is quite pitiful.
但是神则是慈爱的。
But God is merciful.
他的定了一条，当时来说很奇妙的一个安排。
So he has set this ordinance, which was very wonderful.
就是如果那个年代的整个国家只有一个大祭司。
So at the time, if there's only one high priest,
如果那个大祭司刚好那一年死了，
and if it's just that year that the high priest had passed away,
代表说他个人的罪，误杀的罪也没有了。
That means the crime of that murderer is also been erased.
他可以回家。
He can return home.
别人不可以报仇，不可以杀他。
The avengers cannot come for his blood.
他得到真正的自由。
Then he would have true freedom.
不是暂时的保护。
Not just temporary protection.
是完完全全的自由。
But he has full freedom.
所以你想想啊，如果你是那个不小心斧头飞出来砍到别人脖子那个人。
So if you happen to be the person whose axe accidentally killed a friend.
哇，你知道你要等自由。
You are waiting for your freedom.
你每天都祷告，你等什么？
Every day, what do you pray for?
你希望大祭司怎么样？
What do you want the high priest to do?
如果神啊，你可以的话，他年纪那么大了，早点接他回去。
Maybe you would pray, God, dear God, since the high priest is so old, maybe you can take him home.
他回去，我就得自由了。
Once he passed, then I can have my true freedom.
有可能是这样想啊。
This might be your thoughts and prayer.
如果大祭司活很久，他就等很久。
Because if the high priest lived a long time, then you have to be in the city for a long time.
但是这个是有预表的。
But this also has prefiguration.
这是预表，大祭司是预表主耶稣基督。
The high priest prefigures Jesus Christ.
主耶稣是那个按照末基洗德的等次成为大祭司的。
Jesus Christ is a high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
不是亚伦的后代。
He is not the descendant of Aaron.
啊，他是特别的神所拣选的最美的更美的大祭司。
But he was specially chosen by God to be a better high priest.
因为他的死。
Because of his death,
我们才得到自由。
We have true freedom.
因为他的死。
Because of his death,
我们才不再需要恐惧。
We no longer need to fear.
我们看希伯来书第二章。
Let us turn to the book of Hebrews chapter
2. 希伯来书第二章第十四节。
Verse 14.
希伯来二章的第十四节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
儿女既同他有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，他要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
Inasmuch then as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil.
第十五节。
15.
并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
And release those who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
从来没有一个宗教是借着他的教主的死而完成最大的使命。
There isn't any religion in this world that can escape death through their founder of the religion.
因为死代表一个结束。
Because death is representing the end of something.
And then 影响力就降低了。
And therefore their influence
就降低了
has been decreased.
但是基督教跟所有的宗教不一样。
But Christianity is different from all the other religions.
主耶稣基督来到世上，照着跟我们一样有血肉之体。
Jesus Christ has come into this world in flesh just like us.
但是他要借着他被钉十字架。
But through him being crucified on the cross,
败坏那个掌死权的魔鬼。
He destroyed the devil.
所以让他不可以再控制我们。
So that the devil can no longer control us.
不可以再跟着我们。
He can no longer chase after us.
我们可以靠着主耶稣基督把这个罪债取消，把它砍断。
Through Jesus Christ, we can cut off from sin.
你不用再怕了。
We don't have to fear anymore.
你看我们基督徒多自由啊。
Look at us Christian, we have so much freedom.
不会怕死耶。
We are not afraid of death.
如果一个人连死都不怕的。
If a person who is not even afraid of death,
那有什么生命当中有什么困难你会怕的呢？
Then what other challenges in life would we be afraid of?
真的，如果我们心中有主，真的住在基督里面。
Indeed, if we have Christ in our heart and we truly live in Christ,
真的不会怕死。
We will not be afraid of death.
因为我们知道肉体的结束就是主耶稣给我们得胜的开始。
Because we know that the end of this flesh is the beginning of our victory.
但是没有信神的人就不一样啊。
But those who do not have Christ is different.
很怕死。
They will be super afraid of death.
所以整天研究怎么养生。
That's why they often spend so much time in keeping good health.
整天研究怎么运动。
They have to research how to do the best exercises.
拍这里，摸哪里，拉这里。
They might have to touch certain places in their body hit it or something to keep it healthy.
其实啊，人的生命真的是神所预定好的。
But the life of man is in the hands of God.
时间到就是到，按哪里其实没有什么太大的用。
When the time comes, then it just comes. It doesn't matter which part of your body you touch.
再营养吃多了也是排出来。
No matter how much good food you take, they'll still come out.
运动是需要，健康要维持。
We do need to maintain our good health by exercising.
但是真的是不用怕。
But we don't need to be afraid.
如果有人告诉你，
If someone tells you,
哎，我们去这个殡仪馆走一走，你会不会怕呢？
If someone said, let's go to the hospital, would you be afraid?
Or a funeral home.
A funeral home to take a walk, would you be afraid?
很怕殡仪馆，很怕医院，很怕坟墓。
Many people are afraid to go visit the hospital or the grave or the funeral home.
他们就算有亲人啊，都尽量避免，如果不是很好的朋友，也不会去那种地方。
They will often avoid to go to these places unless they have to go.
但是我们当基督徒，神的儿女。
But as a Christian and the children of God,
主已经释放我们了。
Jesus Christ has freed us.
我们不用怕死而为奴仆。
We need not to be afraid of death to be a slave.
我还记得第一次去到阿根廷。
The first time I went to Argentina.
有一个弟兄说，传道，你第一次来，我带你走一走。
A brother told me, Pastor, this is your first time here. Let me take you to go around.
哦，所以有街可以逛也不错。去哪里逛街？
I thought it's nice to go walk around in the streets.
传道，我要带你看看人生的结局。
But the brother said, Pastor, I want to take you to see the end of life.
有人生的结局哪里？
And I asked, well, where would that be?
我带你去看坟墓。
And he said, I will take you to the graveyard.
我们这边的坟墓是最漂亮的。
He said, our graveyards are the most beautiful here.
真的有一个坟墓很漂亮。
It is true that the graveyards are beautiful.
墓园有这个大理石的，有什么的，有很漂亮的。
They have a lot of marbles and a lot of expensive things there.
啊，但是呢，再漂亮的坟墓还是坟墓。
But no matter how beautiful the graves are, they are graves.
有一些那个门还打开的。
There are some that has opened door into the grave.
有一些可以看到那个棺材还在下面。
Some you could see the coffin.
真的有一些可以闻得到那个味道，也看得见里面的东西。
And some of them you could smell the dead bodies.
但是我们当神的儿女，我们不用怕。
But as children of God, we need not to be afraid.
感谢主，那天看完回家也睡得很好。
Praise and thank God, after I returned home, I still had good sleep.
我感谢那个弟兄来给我看看人生的结局。
I give thanks to that brother to lead me to see the end of all life.
所以我们要住在基督里面。
Therefore, we need to live in Christ.
好，那么看回来这个约书亚记第二十章。
Let's turn back to the book of Joshua, chapter 20.
从第七节以下到第九节，记载了六个地方被神定好了要做逃城。
From verses 7 through 9, here it tells us there are six places that are appointed the cities of refuge.
这六个地方呢很特别，他们都是给那个利未人祭司所住的城市。
And these are the cities where the Levites would live in.
那分散在约旦河东三个，约旦河西边也是三个。
There were three in the east of River Jordan and three in the west of River Jordan.
代表说呢，逃城是很方便的，就是你无论在全国哪一个地方都不用跑太远，应该都可以赶得到。
This is to tell us that the cities of refuge are very conveniently placed.
那我们来看第七节，看第一个。
Let's read verse 7.
于是以色列人在拿弗他利山地分定加利利的基底斯，在以法莲山地，我们第一个逃城叫做基底斯。
The first cities of refuge is Kadesh.
那基底斯是希伯来话。
Kadesh is a Hebrew word.
它的意思就是圣洁的地方。
It means a holy place.
哇，那这是一个非常好的名字。
This is a great name.
我们从两个角度来看逃城的名字。
We could see the name and choose perspective.
第一个方面，我们要看住在基督里面，我们会有什么的果效。
First of all, we want to see what is the effect of living in Christ.
第二个角度，我们要来看到底整个教会，就是耶稣的身体，我们要追求什么。
Second perspective is, as a church, what area do we need to pursue after?
So, 这六个名字有六个意思。
So, these six cities have six meanings.
简单的讲一讲。
So, we will explain briefly.
第一个意思就是基底是，就是圣洁。
Kadesh means holy.
所以住在基督里面。
So, in order to live in Christ,
要追求圣洁。
We need to pursue after holiness.
我们来看彼得前书的第一章。
Let's read 1 Peter.
彼得前书的第一章十四节。
Chapter 1, verse 14.
彼得前书一章十四节。
1 Peter chapter 1, verse 14.
你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前愚昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, as is in your ignorance.
第十五节。
15.
那照你们的既是圣洁的，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
But just as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
第十六节。
16.
因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Because it is written, be holy, for I am holy.
这短短几节里面讲了圣洁是四次。
In these short verses, the word holy were mentioned four times.
为什么彼得长老那么强调？
Why did Elder Peter focus so much on the word holy?
因为这个世界太不圣洁了。
Because this world is so unholy.
这个世界现在透过媒体、透过网络，把罪恶的扩散的速度呢，比以前还更快。
Through the media and the online websites, unholiness has been spread throughout the world.
以前没有网络的年代，人比较单纯。
In the past, we don't have the internet.
人比较单纯。
So people were more simple.
心比较简单。
Their heart was more simple.
因为没有那么多东西看，没有那么多东西听。
Because they didn't have a lot of choices of things to see and hear.
但是自从有了智慧手机。
But since we have smartphones.
加上高速的网络。
With fast speed internet,
现在的人的心呢变得很不圣洁。
Now our hearts have become very unholy.
很多暴力。
A lot of violence.
很多色情的东西。
A lot of pornography.
有一次我在医院里面经过，有一个老人家在玩手机。
One time when I was in the hospital, I saw an elderly playing with his phone.
那我他坐在那边，我站在后面，我经过。
And he was sitting there, and I passed by behind him.
我在看到他看什么。
I was just looking to see what he was doing.
一个老人家在公共场所竟然在偷看色情。
The elderly was actually watching pornography.
其实他不是偷看，他看完之后还给旁边的人看。
He was not watching it secretly. He actually showed it to the person next to him.
六七十岁的老人。
He was an elderly man in the 60s or 70s.
都不知道自己在做什么，教坏子孙呢。
He did not know what he was doing and wrongly teaching his next generation.
但是其实他可能是向他孙子学的。
Maybe he learned it from his grandson.
有一次我去到一个地方。
One time I went somewhere.
几个小孩子在那边看 iPad.
I saw a few children looking at their iPads.
四五岁而已。
They're only 4 or 5 years old.
父母在聊天，他们也在聊天。
The parents were talking and the kids were talking among themselves.
围着 iPad 不知道看什么。
And they were all looking at the iPad together.
我又过去看他们看什么。
So I went over to see what they were looking at.
哎呀，怎么会看这种东西？
I was thinking, why would they look at something like this?
才四五岁。
They're only 4 or 5 years old.
孩子父母觉得孩子很乖啊，没有讲话，没有吵啊。
The parents thought their children were so good.And well behaved.
其实现在从小孩到中年到老年，透过网络，整个人的心思意念已经不圣洁了。
But nowadays, from children to youth to parents and elderly, their hearts are unholy.
所以人要祷告现在很难。
Therefore, it is very difficult for us to have good prayers.
因为心没有办法干净。
Because our hearts are not clean.
你发觉孩子用网络用很多的，他们也很烦躁。
We notice that the children who use a lot of internet, their hearts are not very quiet.
你把它拿开了，整个人就发脾气了。
Once you take away their internet usage, they become very angry.
用属灵来讲
，spiritually speaking,
人的心不圣洁。
Their hearts are unholy.
心中就有很多的愤怒。
Therefore, they have a lot of anger in their hearts.
很多私欲。
A lot of desires.
很多不好的欲望。
A lot of
evil desire.
Evil desires.
所以啊，我们要住到基督里面。
Therefore, we need to live in Christ.
我们要真的要追求圣洁。
We need to pursue holiness.
追求圣洁就是控制我们网络上看什么、听什么开始。
To pursue after holiness, we need to start from controlling ourselves and what we see and hear on the internet.
控制什么进到我们的心里面。
We have to control what enters our hearts.
再来筛选我们的朋友。
Secondly, we need to be selective in our friends.
如果这种朋友会引你到不圣洁的地方呢？
If certain groups of friends will lead us to unholy places,
那你就要做一个选择了。
Then we need to make a choice.
如果这个工作场所常常要你去不好的地方来做应酬，
If our workplace often require us to go to unholy places to work,
你就要做一个选择。
Then we need to make a decision.
因为你住在基督里面，就是要过圣洁的生活。
Because in order to live in Christ, we must live a holy life.
那从教会来讲，
If we think of this in the perspective of the church,
教会要有神同工。
If we want God to abide in the church,
一定要圣洁。
The church must be holy.
任何不圣洁、违背神道理的行为，都要处理，都要隔绝。
Anything or action that is not holy, we need to cut apart.
没有错，神是怜悯。
God is merciful.
但是如果有人犯了罪，那不听劝，不悔改。
But if someone has sinned against God and they do not repent or listen,
当然教会要保留圣洁，就是要处理了。
Then the church, in order to keep holiness, must take care of the matter.
所以第一个图陶城的意思，基底是就是圣洁。
So the first city's name is Kadesh, which means holiness.
看回来，约书亚二十章。
Let us turn back to Joshua chapter 20.
第七节的下半句。
Verse 7, second part.
在以法莲山地分定四剑，在犹大山地分定四剑所以就是第二个陶城叫做四剑。
The second city of refuge is called Shechem.
四剑是什么意思？
What does Shechem mean?
四剑呢，就是膀臂 shoulder 或者是这个力量的意思。
Shechem means shoulder or strength.
我们知道古代的人用膀臂来代表力量。
We know that in the ancient times, the people use the word shoulder to represent strength.
我们知道，如果一个爸爸有了一个小孩子
We know that when a person has a child,
有时候有没有看到有一些人呢会在外面把小孩子举得高高的，然后放在自己的 肩膀上面走路。
The father may raise up the child and put it on his shoulder.
好，也没有看过人这样子做。
Have you seen any father doing that?
我觉得那些爸爸都很厉害，一只手就举起来放在上面。
I think that those fathers are so strong that they're able to just pick up their child and put it over their shoulders.
我个人觉得这个是有点危险。
Personally, I think it's so dangerous.
但是如果爸爸很强壮的话，比我强壮呢，应该还可以。
But if any fathers are stronger than me, then I think it's fine.
所以这个膀臂啊，这是给小孩子甚至可以坐上去的，可以靠得住的地方。
So the shoulders are a place where our little children can sit.
所以男人这个肩膀很重要啊。
So for a guy, your shoulder is very important.
我们不要只练这里。
Don't only work on your bicep.
这里不怎么重要。
That's not as important.
男人肩膀很重要。
Your shoulder is more important.
如果你太太以后哭了，你说来来来，这里。
If your wife cries in the future, then you could say, come to my shoulder and cry here.
你不能说你自己哭了，你去那边哭。
You can say, go cry in the corner by yourself.
家庭问题，就会出家庭问题了。
Then we'll have family problems.
太太对你不高兴，哭了，骂你了。
When your wife is unhappy with you,
对不起，对不起。
And she cries, then you say, I'm sorry.
来，这里，这里，这里，靠一下。
Come here.
这就解决问题了。
Then you will solve the problem.
所以男人肩膀很重要。
So the shoulder of a man is so important.
所以为什么男人要穿西装？
That's why we are wearing a suit.
那本来没有什么肩膀，一穿就有肩膀了。
Because even if we have
真的
a shoulder doesn't look very good, but with the suit we look very, very smart and handsome.
圣经说的肩膀最重要的。
So the Bible tells us the shoulder is very important.
肩膀是可靠的地方。
It's a place where we can rely on.
你要让你的女人、你的妻子觉得你可靠。
If you want your woman to know that you're reliable,
你要让你的孩子觉得你可靠。
If you want your children to know that you're reliable,
因为神是最可靠的。
God is the most reliable.
你有问题的时候，可以靠在神的肩膀上。
When you have a problem, you have God to rely on.
我们 God's shoulder.
To rely on God's shoulder.
我们看那个《生命记》的三十三章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 33.
生命记三十三章。
Deuteronomy chapter 33.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
生命记三十三章二十六节。
Verse 26.
耶稣人啊，没有人比神的，他为帮助你，曾在天空显其威荣，驾行穹苍。二十七节。
27.
永生的神是你的居所。他永远永久的膀臂在你以下，他在你面前轰出仇敌，说毁坏吧。
26 and 27, there's no one like the God of Jeshurun who rides the heavens to help you, and in his excellency on the clouds. The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before you and will say, destroy.
耶稣伦就是以色列的另外一个名字。
Jeshurun is another name for Israel.
就是说，神的选民呢，你要知道神有多伟大。
This means that the people of God, Israel, you need to know how mighty is your God.
尤其是他的膀臂是永远的。
Especially his arms are everlasting.
不会老化的，不会改变的。
It will never age and will never change.
谁都靠不住，只有神靠得住。
No one is reliable forever except God.
因为只有神不改变。
Because God is the only one that does not change.
人都会改变。
Men will always change.
人会老，人会死。
Men will age and die.
人的想法也会改变。
Men's minds will change.
你靠人永远失望。
So if you rely on men, you will be discouraged.
你不如靠神。
So you need to rely on God instead.
所以事件就是告诉你要靠神。事件的 Shechem 就是个肩膀的意思。
Shechem means shoulder, and it represents that we have to rely on God.
最近听了一位老姐妹的见证。
Recently, I heard of a testimony from an elderly sister.
80岁了。
She's around 80.
在她三十几岁的，差不多没有到四十岁的时候，三十几岁的时候。
When she was in her 30s.
跟她的先生。
She was with her husband.
还有四个小孩子。
And four children.
离开台湾。
They departed from Taiwan.
移民到一个很远的地方。
Immigrated to somewhere very far.
甚至可以说是地极啊。
We could say the end of the world.
哇，她移民到那个地方的时候。
When she immigrated there.
隔了一年。
After a year,
他的先生生病死掉了。
Her husband was afflicted with illness and died.
一个寡妇。
So she became a widow.
带四个孩子。
She had four children.
移民到一个地方，不会当地的语言。
She immigrated to a new place where she doesn't know the language.
日子要怎么过？
How could she live on?
钱要怎么赚？
How can she earn money?
怎么样带这些孩子？
How could she raise her children?
真的很绝望。
So she was hopeless.
但是她有主。
But she has Christ.
她觉得说，我要坚强。
She thought that she needs to be strong.
既然神要我碰到这样，我就要继续往前走。
Since this is what God has meant for me, I will walk forward.
她每天祷告，每天靠神。
So she prayed every day and relied on God.
很努力的工作。
She worked diligently.
她想说那些中国餐馆哦，她就问他们你们要什么。
So she went to the Chinese restaurants. Do you need any work?
她说
any worker.
那餐馆就说你会不会做春卷？
So the restaurant asked, "Do you know how to make spring rolls?"
我会做春卷。
She said, "Yes."
在家里做春卷卖给餐馆。
So she'll make spring rolls at home and sell them to the restaurants.
小孩子很乖，小小的时候也在家里帮忙弄春卷。
The children were very well behaved. They helped their mother to make spring rolls.
一个餐馆这样子去卖。
So she would go to different restaurants to sell the spring rolls.
赚了少少的钱来养家。
So she makes some money to make a living for the family.
她没有先生的肩膀可以靠了。
She didn't have the shoulder of her husband to rely on.
但是还有神的肩膀可以靠。
But she had the shoulder of God to lean on.
就后来神让她有机会接到，就是把一个小的外卖店顶下来。
So later on, God gave her the opportunity to take over a small restaurant. Take up place.
然后就透过这个外卖店养大了四个孩子。
Through this takeout restaurant, she was able to raise up all her four children.
是神的恩典很大。
It was the great grace of God.
她已经八十岁了。
She's now in her 80s.
头发都白了。
And she had white hair.
她跟我讲见证的时候。
When she shared this testimony with me.
我仿佛看到她靠在主的肩膀上。
It is as if I can see her leaning on the everlasting arm of God.
弟兄姐妹，你有什么问题？
Brothers and sisters, do you have any problems?
你觉得是太困难了吗？
That are too difficult for you.
你没有别人的肩膀可以靠吗？
And you have no one's shoulder to lean on.
你还有主的肩膀。
Then you still have God's shoulder to lean on.
你还有事件。
You have Shechem.
你要住在基督里。
You need to live in Christ.
你就有可靠的。
Then you have someone to lean on.
再看回来约书亚二十章。
Let's turn back to Joshua 20.
第七节以下。
The second part of verse 7.
在犹大三地分定基利亚巴，基利亚巴就是希伯伦。
And there's Kijah Arba, which is Hebron in the mountains of Judah.
所以第三座这个逃城叫做希伯伦。
The third city of refuge is called Hebron.
希伯伦的意思就是联合 ，association.
Hebron means association.
什么叫做联合呢
？What does association mean?
本来两个人是分开的。
It means that there are two parties that are not together.
两个人没话讲的。
They don't have anything to talk about.
两个人感情很差的。
They may not feel good for each other.
但是因为有一个人的介入，把两方面联合起来了。
But someone came in as a peacemaker to be the bridge.
所以这个联合太重要了。
So this association is very important.
如果人与人之间不会联合，
if men and men do not know to relate to each other,
你就不可能有快乐跟幸福。
Then you will have no happiness or blissfulness.
比如说你结婚了。
For example, when you get married.
好了，人拿到了。
So you have gained this person.
但是你怎么样跟你的妻子联合呢？
But how do you become one with your wife?
你行了婚礼之后，不代表你有跟你妻子联合。
Just after, just because you have had a ceremony doesn't mean that you become one with your wife.
你又怎么样弄到你跟她的心连在一起？
So how are you able to become one with her heart?
或是她太太的也是一样，怎么跟你先生联合？
So as wives, how do we unite with our husband?
如果中间有一些问题，就联合不到了。
And if there are some problems in between the spouses, then you cannot be united.
人与人之间也是一样。
This is the same with interpersonal relationships.
教会有那么多弟兄姐妹。
There are so many brothers and sisters in the church.
但是如果大家都有心结，
if everyone has something against others,
有 grudges.
Yeah, hold grudges.
来到看到他之后就转头走。
When you see certain brothers and sisters, you turn around and don't look at them.
心中有石头。
You have stones in your heart.
那没有联合。
Then there's no unity.
神就得不到荣耀。
Then God cannot receive His glory.
所以住在基督里面的人，
so those who live in Christ,
一定要能够跟别人联合。
You must be able to unite with another brethren.
但是为什么我们常常没有办法跟别人联合？
And why is it that oftentimes we're unable to be united and joined together with others?
问题是因为我们自己都没有跟神好好联合。
The problem is that we are not united with God.
我们跟神的关系是基础。
The relationship between us and God is the basis.
如果你跟神的关系很亲密，
it's the foundation. If we are close to God,
你跟神联合，
if we are united with Christ,
如果跟神联合得很好，
if we're united with God,
那很自然，你也会跟你的先生太太弟兄姐妹也很好。
Then it is only natural that we are united with our brothers and sisters and our spouse.
我们看以弗所书。
Let us turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书的第二章。
Chapter 2.
以弗所书的第二章十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节。
Verse 13.
你们从前远离神的人，如今却在基督耶稣里，靠着他的血已经得亲近了。
But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ.
这里告诉我们本来离开神很远。
Here it tells us we were once far off.
但是因为基督耶稣。
But because of Christ.
我们马上跟神联合了。
We are united with God.
这个罪拿走了。
The sin has been taken away.
不好的个性拿走了。
The personality that's not good has been taken away.
比如说你本来很容易生气。
For example, we might be easily angered.
基督耶稣的血。对付你的罪，解决你这方面的问题。
But the blood of Jesus Christ comes unto you and take care of this problem.
那你就很容易跟别人联合了。
Then it's easy for you to be united with others.
但是因为你先对付罪的问题。
Because you are
dealing with sin.
Dealing with sin.
好，那就跟神联合了，就能够跟别人联合了。
Once you are united with God, then you can join with others.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
因他使我们和睦，将两下合为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation.
基督的工作就是要来拆墙。
The work of Jesus Christ is to take down the middle wall.
人与人之间有墙。
There is a wall between us and others.
但是神是爱。
But God is love.
他的爱来了，墙就拆掉。
When His love comes, then the wall is broken.
没有什么大不了的事，不能赦免的。
There isn't any mistakes that other people have made that we cannot forgive.
我们都是弟兄姐妹。
We are all brothers and sisters.
都是神的儿女。
We are all children of God.
我们都是一家人。
We are family.
我们是夫妻。
We are spouse.
有什么不能拆的？
What are things that cannot be broken?
墙没有什么不能拆的。
There isn't a wall that cannot be put
down.
当
你跟基督和好了。
When you are reconciled with Christ,
墙就不见了。
Then the wall it has disappeared.
但是你转过来想。
But on the other side,
如果一个人很容易去常常去跟别人建筑很多新的墙。
If a person often built walls between themselves and others,
有一些人是很喜欢弄墙。
There are some people who love to do that.
他很容易防卫自己。
A lot of times he will build walls to protect himself.
可能说，你说这边的，我说这边的。
And maybe they'll say, I belong to this side.
这种人呢，他还没有跟神和好。
This type of person has not been reconciled with God.
因为真正住在基督里面的。
Because those who truly live in Christ.
是使人和好。
Will be peacemakers.
把墙拿走。
They will take away the walls between people.
这个希伯伦太重要了。
So the word Hebron is so important to us.
如果你的人生是常常拆墙，不然就和好的。
If your job is to always take away walls between people,
你是在基督里面的,
and make people have peace,
神喜欢你,
then you live in peace in Christ and God loves you.
有你在的地方就没有墙。
Because a place where you are there will be no walls.
但是如果相反的话,
but otherwise,
你还没有住在基督里。
If you often build walls, then you are not in Christ.
所以我们要靠主。
Therefore, we need to rely on God.
看回来这个约书亚记第二十章。
Turn back to Joshua 20.
第八节以下。
Starting from verse 8.
第八节，又在约旦河外耶利哥东，从流便支派中旷野的平原设立比设。
And on the other side of Jordan, by Jericho eastward, they assigned Bezer in the wilderness on the plain.
这里说另外做逃城的名字叫做比设。
So there's another city of refuge called Bezer.
就是坚固保障的意思。
It means a strong fortress.
人生会遇到很多的风浪，很多的风暴。
In our lives, we may face a lot of storm and challenges.
但是每一次遇到风暴。
But every time when we face storms.
我们要记住，基督是我们最坚固的保障。
We need to remember that Christ is our fortress.
我们知道古代的城市。那个城堡，你去欧洲看，哇，那个城堡很坚固。
If we go to Europe, we can see a lot of fortresses and castles.
我们基督是我们最坚固的保障。
Jesus is the strongest fortress.
现在的人的内心其实很脆弱。
Today our hearts are so frail.
要我们常常接触很多的这个教会弟兄姐妹，尤其是年轻人。
And because I have a lot of contact with youth.
现在的人其实很脆弱。
I notice that their hearts are so frail.
一点点问题啊，就说有什么心中很忧闷呢？
As when they face one little problem, then they become very depressed.
一点点问题啊，又想要生，又想要死。
When they face a little problem, then they're thinking about dying.
为什么现在的人那么脆弱？
Why is it that we're so frail?
因为我们太少受苦了。
Because we do not suffer much.
啊，没有受苦的话，让我们变得下一代很脆弱。
When we don't encounter sufferings, then we become very weak.
所以，如果我们以后就有下一代
，So when we have our children,
或者是你已经有下一代了
，If you already have children,
如果你爱他
，If you love them,
不要怕让他受苦
，Do not stop them from suffering.
如果他真的受苦
，If they do suffer,
告诉他
，Tell them,
你靠神
，Rely on God,
你靠主耶稣基督
，Rely on Jesus Christ,
他是你最大的保障
，He is your greatest fortress.
啊，再看回来。
Let's go back to
约翰这个约书亚记第二十章
Joshua 20
第八节以下，从加德支派中设立基列的拉莫，从拉莫所以另外一座这个逃城叫做拉莫。
There's another city of refuge in Ramoth.
这个拉莫的意思就是高处 high places 这个意思。
Ramoth means high places.
这个地方可能是在很高。
This place might be on a higher plane.
我们知道，当你在地面很低的地方，你只看到前面一点点的位置。
We know that if we're standing on a lower plane, we can only see what's in front of you.
但是当你在高点
，But when we stand on a high plane,
你就看得很远。
We can see very far.
我们看摩西他以前看到什么
？Let us see what Moses has seen in the past.
我们看《生命记》。
Let's look at Deuteronomy
32章
，Chapter 32,
第五十节
，Verse 50.
三十二章第五十节
32:50
你必死在你所登的山上归你列祖去像你哥哥亚伦死在何尔山上归他的列祖一样
And die on the mountain which you ascend and be gathered to your people just as Aaron your brother died on Mount Hor and was gathered to his people
神告诉摩西你跟你哥哥一样都很快就要离开世上了
God told Moses that you will leave this world soon just like your brother Aaron
但是神很爱摩西
But God loved Moses very much.
我们看四十九节。
Let's read verse 49.
三十二章四十九节。
49.
你上这亚巴林山中的尼波山去，在摩亚地与耶利哥相对，观看我所要赐给以色列人为业的迦南地。
Go up this mountain of the Abarim, Mount Nebo, which is the land of Moab, across from Jericho. View the land of Canaan, which I give to the children of Israel as a possession.
神很爱摩西。
God loved Moses very much.
你表面上来好像说，哎，他都不能进去。
Even though on the surface it seemed that Moses could not enter the land of Canaan.
神爱他，他老了，他已经工作很多年了。
Because he's so advanced in age, he has worked for many years.
好了，不用再打了。
He doesn't need to fight anymore.
但是神让他看一看。
But God allowed him to see the land.
他看到的是最高点看下来最远的地方。
He stood at the highest point to see everything below.
因为神把他带到高点。
Because God brought him to the highest point.
今天也是一样。
Today is the same.
如果你住在基督里
，If we live in Christ,
你像好像拉莫在进到基督里面的深处。
Then we are able to enter into the deepest place.In Christ,
你可以看到别人看不到的景象。
We are able to see what others cannot see.
有时候我们看问题，只是看表象，就是表面的这个好像在这边转。
Many times when we face a problem, we can only see what is right in front of us.
拼命只是在打这一块，或者在磨这一块。
So we keep looking at our problem and keep turning in there.
但是如果你基督住在基督里面
，But if we live in Christ,
你知道基督对你的人生有什么规划
？We know the plan that Christ has for us.
你知道前面的路要怎么走
？We know how to walk forward.
就算有困难
，Even though we face difficulties,
但是我们看远一点
，We could see beyond.
主的应许是何等的丰盛
？We could see the promise that God has given us.
不要被小小的问题暂时困住了。
So we won't be hindered by just a little problem right in front of us.
如果没有住在基督里面，我们看不远。
If we don't live in Christ, we cannot see far.
我们会很失望。
We will lose faith.
所以你住在基督里，要逃城拉莫，这个意思很好。
Therefore, we need to remember this word, Ramoth.
我看得很远。
To see far, to stand high.
同样，教会也是一样。
Same thing with the church.
教会要发展，不要只看今天。
For the church to grow, don't just look at today.
你要站在属灵的高处。
We need to stand on the spiritual high.
看到危机在哪里。
To see what are the crises.
怎么解决。
How to resolve crises.
教会的机会，还有以后的发展的哪一个方向。
To see opportunities and the direction of development.
哇，这个都是神要我们去做的。
This is something God wants us to do.
最后一个逃城。
And the last city of refuge.
看回来，约书亚的二十章。
Let's turn back to Joshua chapter 20.
第八节最后一个。
Last part of verse 8.
从马拿西支派中设立巴山的戈兰。
And there is Golan in Bashan from the tribe of Manasseh.
那最后一个逃城，第六个就叫戈兰。
So the last city of refuge is Golan.
戈兰呢，这个字的意思就是喜乐。
Golan means joy.
原来住在基督里的人会很喜乐。
Those who live in Christ is full of joy.
如果我们信了基督，没有住在他里面。
If we have believed in Christ but we don't live in Him,
没有跟他连接,
we're not united with Him.
虽然你拥有很多东西, 但是还很不快乐。
Even though you possess a lot, but you will not be happy.
有一次碰到一个信徒。
One time I met a believer.
那时候还没找到工作。
At the time, the person did not find a job.
很烦恼。
He was very distressed.
很烦恼，笑不出来。
Very worried and was not able to smile.
为什么不开心啊？
I asked, why are you so sad?
哎呀，没工作。
He said, because I have no job, no money.
哎呀，祷告嘛。
As I said, pray.
没有，就祷告，主耶稣带领你。
If you don't have it, then pray and God will guide you.
祷告，祷告。
So he said, okay.
后来听说他找到工作了。
And then afterwards he found a job.
又看到他了。
I saw him.
又是愁眉苦脸。
He still looked very distressed.
为什么呢？
Why?
哎呀，压力太大了。
Oh, he had too much pressure in work, at work.
我说没工作也不开心，有工作也不开心。
So you are not happy when you have a job and when you don't have a job.
那怎么才可以呢？
So how can you truly be happy?
为什么都没有喜乐呢？
Why do you have no happiness in either cases?
今天我们的脸上很多人都没有见证。
So today we have no testimonies in our lives.
什么叫见证？
What does it mean to have testimonies?
不是只是发传单才是见证啊。
It is not just to go and give out flyers.
人到看到你的脸，就是要有没有见证。
When people see your face, they can tell whether you have testimonies or not.
当然基督徒不会写三个字，基督徒。
Of course, you are not engraving the word Christian on your forehead.
或者只穿个 T-shirt 啊，就是 What will Jesus do 这样子而已，不是这样啊。
Or you represent your Christian by wearing a T-shirt that has the What will Jesus do?
人家看到你的脸。
When people see your face,
怎么都笑笑的那么开心啊
？If you're always smiling and happy,
抽奖中了什么69啊？中了彩券吗？没有啊。
People will ask, "Oh, have you won the lottery?" And you say no.
升职吗？没有啊。
Have you been promoted? And you said no.
买了新房子吗
？Did you just purchase a new house?
也没有啊。
No.
为什么那么开心
？So why are you happy then?
哎呀，有主耶稣在我心里。
Because I have Christ in my heart.
过去两个礼拜，我们神学生在这边两个礼拜了。
And our students have been here for the last 2 weeks.
我看他们现在好像是很开心哦。
I see that they are truly happy.
开心的时候眼睛都会笑。
When you're happy, your eyes would smile.
有一些人是戴着口罩的，但是我看他笑的时候眼睛都在笑。
Even though they may have a mask on, but I could still see their eyes smiling.
开心的时候眼睛会笑，你知道吗
？Because when you're happy, your eyes would smile.
刚刚他们看到他们在唱诗，多喜乐。
When I saw them presenting hymns, I could see how happy they are.
这两个礼拜他们哪里没有去
？This past 2 weeks, they didn't go out.
手机又被收起来。
And their phones were taken away.
哇，如果是对外面的那些孩子来说，绝对不可能参加这种活动。
For the kids outside, they would not, would never attend anything like this.
祷告要那么久。
And we pray so long also.
还好这里有地毯。
Thank God we have a carpet.
但是地毯也不是特别厚。
But our carpet are not super thick.
要跪那么久。
And when we have to kneel so long.
要排队抢厕所。
We have to line up for the restroom.
有一次我在厕所出来，就一堆人冲着我来。
One time I exited the restroom and there were a group of people running towards me.
我那么受欢迎啊。
I thought I was so popular.
不是，那抢着要填那个洗澡的。
No, it was because they were running to fill out the shower schedule.
哇，真的很辛苦，真的好像很辛苦。
It is very difficult to live here.
但是很奇妙啊，你肉体很多限制，灵里面很自由啊。
But miraculously, there were so much limitation physically, but they're so free in their spirit.
神的道就是这样子。
This is how the word of God is.
生活很简单，属灵很丰盛。
And when we live a simple life, our spiritual life will be in abundance.
离开世界很远，离开神很近。
When we're far from the world, then we're so close to God.
这个就是戈兰。
This is Golan.
你要住在基督里面，你才有戈兰。
When you live in Christ, you will have Golan.
你整天在世界打滚，就没有戈兰。
If you spend your entire time in Golan,
世界不是你长久住的地方。
And you live in the world for so long.
真正要休息的是在基督里面。
But you cannot find rest until you live in Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们有这个逃城预表主耶稣基督的这些恩典。
So we have so many blessings that are represented by these cities of refuge.
那教会呢，也要成为一个给信徒喜乐的地方。
The church should also become a place where members can find joy.
信徒平常生活已经很累了。
Our members live a very tired life.
礼拜一到礼拜五上班。
From Monday to Friday, they work.
常常看到那个讨厌的老板。
They see the boss that they dislike.
可恶的客户。
And the clients that mistreat them.
也要装出笑脸。
They still have to smile in front of them.
都很辛苦的。
It is very difficult.
所以来到教会就是要喜乐。
So when they come to church, they want to find joy.
我们要别人给我们喜乐，我们也要提供给别人喜乐。
And as we want to receive joy from others, we also need to give joy to others.
要讲的就是要喜乐的事，恩典的事。
So the things that we share with others should be things that has joy.
互相鼓励。
We need to encourage one another.
你要让你的教会成为歌篮。
So that the church can become like Golan.
这样子大家喜欢来啊。
So that everyone would love to come to church.
不然的话，一来到，哎呀，又看到你那么愁苦啊，我也变愁苦了。
Otherwise, when we come here, we see everyone so distressed, then we become distressed.
真的在基督里面有真正的喜乐。
But truly, in Christ, we find true joy.
要让我们的教会成为喜乐的地方。
We want to turn the church into a place of joy.
多赞美。
And we need to praise more.
歌颂。
We need to sing more.
分享。
We share more.
光明的事要多讲。
We share the light of God.
哎呀，那些软弱的啊，怎么样？哎呀，求主怜悯就好了。
For the weaknesses of the church, we just ask God for mercy.
祷告就好了，没有什么好讲的。
We just pray to God, and God will help.
主耶稣帮助我们。
Jesus Christ will help us.
哇，你看这个逃城啊，太宝贵了。
And these cities of refuge are so precious.
所以我们要在基督里面。
So we need to enter into Christ.
享受他的丰盛。
And enjoy his abundance.
唱诗472首。
Let us sing hymn 472.